John Dunn. He is the Vice President for Middle and Small Group Sales for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. John, how are you?
Good. Thanks, Tony.
Appreciate having you on the program. Wanted to get you on talk about a story that has been all over the news, and wanted to let you address it. You are increasing the rate for small business. Talk about that.
Yeah, we are increasing rates in the fourth quarter approximately 7% for small businesses, which is a good news story. The last few years, rates have been going up in the neighborhood of 9, 10, up to 13% or so. So comparatively speaking, this is a really good direction for us and should provide more affordability in the market for our group customers.
Well, it's not as big a bump, especially when you look at that the rate is the lowest increase in 6 years for the Blues and less than last fall average of 13.1%, but it's still a bump. It's still 7.4%. Why'd you have to do that?
Well, it really gets to the underlying issue around what are the drivers of costs in healthcare, and is a kind of microcosm of the larger debate we're having on healthcare costs in this country. So there's a couple answers to your question. One is, what are those underlying drivers? And then what are we doing at Blue Cross to control those costs? And we think we're able to control those much better than other carriers can through a lot of our innovative products like Simply Blue and a lot of our innovative value partnerships with providers. But to get to the heart of your question, the costs in healthcare are driven by an aging population. They're driven by all the new technologies we see that come out for medical procedures and pharmaceutical treatments. They're due to a lot of the practice pattern disparities we see out there, where we really need to get moving more towards an evidence-based medicine outcome. And there's also government cost shifting from the federal government that caused that. So there are a lot of things that contribute to those underlying cost drivers.
How many small businesses do you work with, do you insure?
We insure in the neighborhood of 25 to 30,000 small group businesses.
How many people does that equate to?
Over 400,000.
And in these tough times, especially with healthcare, we are going to see rate increases as costs go up, but you seem pretty happy that that rate didn't go to a double-digit level.
Well, I think, as you mentioned, we are very attuned to the pressure out there on affordability for not only small group customers, but all customers. And so I think we're excited that, comparatively speaking, it's a lower increase, and we think it's also an indication of some of the success of our strategic initiatives I mentioned earlier. So that's where some of the optimism comes in, that these things we're doing are controlling costs more. But we are quite aware that even a 7% increase for small business is not a perfect scenario.
What has been the feedback from your customers?
Well, they are more excited about it. They understand that the cost drivers of healthcare are driven by a lot of the things I alluded to earlier. And the 7% increase is a representation of what an increase on their current plan is. And so the thing that's important to remember, too, is we offer a lot of alternative options that come out with their renewals that can help them moderate those increases as well. So between the different options we have along with those increases, it provides solutions that they can work with for their businesses.
All right. Now, I want you to be open and honest here with me. Have you read every page of the Obama healthcare plan?
I don't know that anybody has. So, no, not every page.
How is that affecting what you do with your middle and small group sales? Have you gotten a handle on how that's going to work and how that's going to affect you?
Yes. We've been actively implementing a lot of the earlier mandates that were required under that legislation in the past 12 months, as you would imagine, it's consuming an enormous part of our time as we are planning for the go-live date of 2014 with the national healthcare exchanges and so forth. So we are planning vigorously not only to implement the law and what it requires in terms of the delivery of care, but we're also trying to understand what it means for market shifts and how we need to consult with our clients on the impacts it will have for them.
John Dunn is Vice President for Middle and Small Group Sales for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Michigan. John, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony.